My brothers and sisters in Christ, what a beautiful readings that the Church gives us today in this 19th Sunday of this ordinary time. The responsorial psalm says, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Let us see your kindness. And this is what we will see today in this celebration, in this Eucharist, in this sacrifice of the Mass, is the kindness of God, but also the salvation. This is the experience that the prophet Elijah, but also the apostles, had all in this Gospel. This is what the readings talk about. They talk about the kindness of God, the patience of God, and His salvation, that He is ready, He is willing to save us, to save us. As this is what Elijah, he went, you know, that he went to Mount, it says that he went to Mount, to the mountain of God, Horeb. Horeb is Mount Sinai, where God, you know, manifested Himself first, the first time to Moses, and He gave him the law. Okay, for the people of Israel. Now, we have this prophet that he has received a mission, okay? He has received a mission to go to the people of Israel to announce to him, you know, the path of God, what God wants to do with the people of Israel. But in that mission, he's rejected. He's been rejected by the people. And the people doesn't want to listen to the prophet. They prefer to follow their idols rather than follow God. So he's been rejected, he's been persecuted, they want to kill him, and he needs to be consoled. And he will experience the consolation of God, how God consoles him at this mountain. But he goes to this mountain to take his life, his own life, because he sees that he hasn't done his job as man. He sees that he has failed. As a prophet, he has failed. He says that he's good for nothing. He's good for nothing, and that's what he sees in his life. That's why he goes to this mountain, and he says that he will receive this manifestation of God. God will manifest Himself to the prophet Elijah. We know that we think that God, by being strong, He will show Himself. You know, he will manifest himself in impressive events, right? But he is present in our lives in ways that we do not understand. He's there. Because this first reading says that the Lord wasn't in the wind, in the earthquake, not even in the fire. But He was in a tiny whispering sound. There was the manifestation of God. In the silence. How important it is, brothers and sisters, right? To have silence many times in our lives. To have quiet moments with God. Especially when we feel alone. Like this prophet. He was lonely. He was lonely, and he went to God to be consoled. This is what, you know, that St. John of the Cross says, that silence is God's first language. That's why Jesus Christ goes to the mountain. He says that after performing, you remember last Sunday that he performed that miracle of feeding that 5,000 men, not including women and children, just men, the miracle. But then, after that, after dismissing the crowd, he went, says that Jesus Christ went also to the mountain to pray, and he was there praying. But the gospel tells us the experience that the apostles will have. In the middle of the lake, they have to cross to the other side, but they will find difficulties. In the same way that in this walk, as we walk in this in our Christian life, we find difficulties, winds that are contrary to us. And sometimes we might think that we will not make it. Or maybe at work, or maybe in the family, I don't know. Winds that are away against us. He says that Jesus Christ, after he had fed the people, Jesus compels, you know, he forces the apostles to get into the boat and to go to the other side, to wait for him. We don't know if he had something else to do on the other side, it doesn't say, right? But or the apostles had to go and prepare maybe another meeting that he had with that town. We don't know. But he tells them to go to the other side. The apostles are going against their own will. Okay? They don't want to go there. They know that it's in the middle of the night, that the night is going to get them there. And they know that that lake, sometimes there are strong winds. And maybe they are not prepared. Maybe they are not ready. And they don't want to go. But they obey. They obey. And they go. And it says that in the middle of the night, it says that the boat was being tossed by the waves, for the wind was against it. So they are afraid. There is fear. Imagine to be in the middle of the night, wind against the boat. You look around, the only thing that you see is darkness. You don't see light, nothing at all. Imagine that. And then it says that they saw Jesus Christ walking towards them, and they also got afraid. And they thought that it was a ghost. And then he says, Jesus Christ tells them, courage, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, it's me. I am here to help you, to save you. Because we need to have an experience also, a personal experience of the love of God in our lives, even in the middle of our fears. In the middle of our fears, God is there present. Peter says to him, Lord, if it is you, command me to go to you on the waters. Maybe it's the same experience that all the disciples had, but only Peter was the one that told him, if it is you, let me command me to go to you. Christ says, okay, come. Says that he got out of the boat, he began to walk. He was walking. But then fear entered. Again, the same thing. It's the same thing, the same experience that we have, right? Sometimes, maybe at one day, we have this experience of God, and we want to walk with him, but then something comes out, because we are human, and then fear enters again. And again, it says that he was walking, but then it says that he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, Lord, save me, because he looked down. Peter looked down, and that is the problem, brothers and sisters. That is our problem many times, that we lose sight of Jesus Christ. In order to cross to the other side, we need Jesus Christ. Without him, it is impossible. Without Jesus Christ, there is no way to make it to the next life. He is the only one who can help us in the middle of our fears. If we walk looking at him, looking at Jesus Christ, we will walk over water, over death, over the fears, over the problems, over the sufferings, whatever. But as soon as we look down, we will sink and we will die. We don't have to look down. We don't. We have to look at him. Because the wind is stronger than me, okay? The wind is stronger than me. But the wind is not stronger than Jesus Christ. It is not. Your problems are not stronger than Jesus Christ. Maybe they are stronger than me, but not of Jesus Christ. Let us look at Jesus Christ. Let us enter into this sacrament. Let us receive him. Let us open our hearts to him, that he is coming to us. Maybe in the middle of our fears. Maybe in the fears that we have today. In the problems that we have today. He is coming. And he is inviting us to come to him. Let us come to him, but looking at him, not looking at our limitations, but looking at the power of Jesus Christ.